preseason, you're going to be facing some good quarterbacks, Andrew Luck, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers. What are you looking to see from, you know, secondary as a whole?
I mean, the better the competition, you know, it's great rest for us. You know, it's, none of these preseason games count, but we're going out there to compete. And so when you go to compete, you want to go against the best. And so not only do we go against good quarterbacks, but all these teams have really good receivers as well. And so it'll be cool for us to see how we match up on the outsides, some of these tight ends that we got going on. And you know, it's just a good dry run for us pretty much. And, you know, we're working hard and looking forward to the competition.
This will be your second year under Billy, his third year here. Can you see an expansion of the playbook, I guess, what he can call, when he can call it? You know, guys know it better. There's more options, I guess. Can you see that now compared to last year?
Yeah, I think the more guys he brings in, the more versatile the packages get, the more ideas get thrown on the table that we can add from different places. So there are some things that I brought in with me last year that we were able to install. Corey Underlin brings some stuff this year that he had, you know, with other teams that we've installed. Even Byron Maxwell being, you know, in a team that plays a lot of three deep and single high, he's able to, you know, add some of his expertise to it. And so when you take all of these different ideas from veterans and coaches, you put them all together, you get to expand your playbook, you get to change it up, tweak it to where it's advantageous for us as players. And you know, we've seen that the scheme take that next step to where we're keeping our identity. We still want to be in your face, single high, disruptive on the outside, get after your quarterback, but also be able to do some other things that'll you know, surprise some quarterbacks.
Last year, Billy kept the quarterbacks on one side or the other. You said today that you probably was going to be a little more open to let maybe Maxwell shadow the top receiver. Does that affect the safety in any way?
No, I mean, you just kind of know who you're working with. I mean, regardless, I really feel good about our matchups, whether it's Nolan or Maxwell. But, you know, and Maxwell's a guy we brought in to really be that lockdown corner for us, so we'll let him travel. And, you know, we think Nolan – a lot of the people we play is – you got one premier receiver, but then that next guy is also pretty good. We got the Falcons week one where you got Julio on one side and Roddy White on the other. You know, it's they're both quality number one receivers. So, you know, although you probably make Maxwell travel with Julio, it's not a slouch on the other side of that. So we all got to be good and able to hold up in our own matchups.
Since you and Walter can play the slot, and because Byron has that ability and really good at it, are we maybe making too much about who's out there competing for the quote-unquote, you know, the Boykin spot? I mean, is that...
I think so.
I think that's the spot that we're not really worried about. Like you said, from myself to Maxwell to Walter, Nolan played dime last year. Any of us can drop down in that position at any point in time. I think the biggest question is who's the third safety? Because if you do take me or Walter and put us down there, somebody else has got to come in at safety. And I think that's where the most competition is at right now, is just who's the next best defensive back to come in. Eric Rowe is taking some reps at the nickel this past week. He's getting a lot more comfortable with it, and he's making plays. You know, we got a lot of young guys that are stepping up too. It was obviously a loss having Jacoby Shepard go down, but we got a lot of guys that can go play that position.
But couldn't you also stay in base because of your abilities to play?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Not have to worry about even bringing in the...
Yeah, that's what we did last year. We played base to a lot of three receiver formations and just let me play the receiver. We don't want to live in that, but we can very easily get through games just like that.
So obviously you could feasibly be base, like last year, base and dime more than even nickel heavy, right?
I mean, we don't necessarily. If we didn't want to play nickel, we didn't have to, because it's essentially the same package.
Does Walter give you the flexibility to do the same base more? Primarily you playing that slot guy.
Yeah.
Now we got a guy in Walter who's played the slot before.
Yeah.
Does that give you a little more flexibility to stay base more?
Oh, yeah. Well, last year it was me and Nate, and then Nate was more comfortable playing deep, and so I just, whenever we were in single high, I just went down on either side. Now we don't have to do that. We'll just play true left and right, and you know, you never know where we'll be at. And so that does give us more flexibility with that, where we don't have to kind of show our hand. And then we can play nickel, we can play dime. You know, right now we're just trying to see who our best DBs are, and then we'll figure out a way to get all of them on the field.
You made some pretty substantial changes to the defensive line. Certainly in the secondary, Trent's not there anymore. Brandon's, you know, got a slightly more expanded role. Do you anticipate, okay, it's going to take a little time for us to smooth out, or do you expect, like, hey, September 14th against Atlanta, we're going to be right where we need to be?
I expect us to be where we need to be. The growing pains happen here in the preseason, so whatever those are, we're trying to work out all the kinks. Not to say that I expect, you know, everybody, the Brandon Graham, to go in there and produce like Trent Cole, because Trent Cole is obviously an awesome player and has done a whole bunch in this league. But I want the best of Brandon Graham, and I think that's going to be just as much. That's all we need. You know, I think it's going to be – he's going to fill that role nice. And I think as long as we can get the best that he has, I'm completely confident in our D-line.
If Byron is your best – cover corner, how important is it that he can play both sides of the field against the opposition's top receiver?
I mean, that's going to be essential for any corner that's going to travel with somebody, that he can play both sides. I think he's comfortable with playing both sides. We've rotated him throughout camp on left and right, and so I don't think that's going to be an issue. I don't think we'll travel unless we have to, unless we go to a game where we really feel like we're outmatched. Yeah, but otherwise, if we don't, if we like the matchups, we'll stay left and right.
What were you doing with the folding chair at the beginning of practice?
Oh, you know, we had a lot of guys that, you know, for whatever reason, took a little day off. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, they had a nice little seat and a place in the shade, you know, while we all were working out here.
Targeting DeMarco.
Oh, no, I got all those guys. DeMarco was the last one. Nothing funny, a little joke. And when you see guys, you know, all of them obviously have reasons they're staying out, but when you're warming up and they got their visors on, you got to laugh or you'll get upset.
When it comes to limiting those big plays over the top, out wide, how big is it to have that tight end covered coming down the middle of the field and not occupying you?
I mean, to be honest, I don't think the tight end really has anything to do with it, because the post safety is only going to make plays between the numbers. You know, he can get from one number to the next. So anything outside of that, the corner. And, you know, that's why we pay them. And when you play a lot of single high, that's their area of field, and that's what they got to take care of above anything else.
What have you seen out of Josh Huff this summer?
His confidence has gotten a lot higher. He's running his routes a lot easier. He's catching the ball a lot better than he did last year. And I think he's ready to make plays, and I can see that his demeanor, the way he goes about practice and every day, he just has a lot more confidence about himself and about his game.
You talk about the growing pains happening in the preseason. That said, how excited are you to see what you guys can do against another team, and what do you look for from this new-look defense in that first preseason?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. You know, at this point in training camp, you're kind of tired of going against your own offense. You've installed everything three or four times, and now you're really, you know, you're ready to take the show on the road. So we're looking forward to going against, you know, a T.Y. Hilton, Andre Johnson, Andrew Luck, you know, all the tight ends they got, Dwayne Allen, all of them, Frank Gore. So this is going to be a great little matchup we have, and to see where we're at. Although it's probably going to be short, you still want to get out there, fly around, get your timing right, get your communication right. And then the rest of it, you want to see these young guys. You want to see who can play, you know, and this is all an evaluation period for them. And so they get out there, they compete, and show what they got. And, you know, as the preseason goes along, you start to figure out who you're going to have on your 53-man roster and who you're taking into the season. And so right now, it's just an opportunity for us to compete and continue to evaluate ourselves.